Ksuvos per Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3:3. Now, the verse that we've been concerned with regarding the onus says, "Ki yimtza ish nara basula." If a man finds a girl who's a basula, never been with a man before, asher lo orasa, who was not married. So the question is, what happens if an erisid or asa would mean like the legal marriage of her, let's say, accepting the ring, whatever, it's come mikudeshes, but not necessarily having lived with her husband. So the question is, what happens if you have, and this is the Mishnah, nara shnisarsa v'nisgarsha, a woman who, when she was between 12 and 12 and a half, she became an arusa, meaning she had kedushin, she accepted the ring, whatever it is, so she's now legally married, but prior to moving in with her husband, v'nisgarsha, he divorces her. So now, is one who's ma'ana such a girl obligated to pay the kanas or not? Because the verse required someone, ashalo orasa, who's not married. The question is, does this woman qualify? She had been married, but she never lived with her husband. Now she's no longer married. Now she's a single woman again. So Rabbi Yose Glili Omer ain la kanas. Rabbi Yose Glili says, listen, that doesn't fulfill the pasuk. She had been married, therefore she's now no longer eligible for the kanas component of it. But Rabbi Akiva Omer yesh la kanas, she does get a kanas. The point of the pasuk was, according to him, that the kanas no longer would go to her father because she was orasa, she'd been married. Instead, now will go to her. Uknasa la'atzma, says Rabbi Akiva. Now the penalty now will go to her instead of to her father, and the halach would be like Rabbi Akiva.